Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama Harinama Harinamai Vakivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So Manish, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give my lecture straight through and then we'll do all the other things on the sheet. Because right now, I'm ready. Thank you. Welcome. So Manish, he requested that I speak on the beautiful pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. And I was thinking of different things. Then I found this thing. Now, in order for me to do this, you can't move. So I don't care who comes, this class is for you. They're gonna, you're Parikshit, I'm Shukadev. They're in the audience. But I'm doing this class for you as my muse. All right? So don't leave. Turn off all cell phones. I don't want any disturbance. I'm going into samadhi. So no cell phones, please. After I talk, then I don't care what you do. While I talk, no cell phone. Are you ready to go to Vrindavan? Now, I'm going to read from a very, very special book. It is too confidential, but the section I'm reading is okay. The name of the book is Sri Govinda Lilamrita. It is by the same author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj. This book is subtitled A Day in the Life of Radha and Krishna, specifically Sunday, where the mother-in-law of Radharani, the crooked Jatila, wants Radharani to worship the sun god on Sunday. But instead, Radharani worships Krishna. But I'm just going to read a particular pastime because this Govinda Lilamrita is categorized in 6 or 8 different sections throughout the day. So this particular reading is from the morning pastime. Because Krishna is doing pastimes all throughout the day. Okay? The name of this reading, The Groves of Radha Kund. The Groves. Radha Kund, you've been the Radha Kund. So Radha Kund is the most sacred place in the whole universe. So there are groves. So let's hear about the groves of Radha Kund. Try to pay close attention. To the north of the Radha Kund area is the courtyard named Ananga Rangambuja, within which is a pleasant golden plantain and bakula grove in the shape of an 8-petaled lotus. The courtyard itself is in the shape of a 1,000-petaled lotus, whose lovely whorl is fashioned of glittering golden mosaics. In this pleasant lotus courtyard, there are many nice places which are extremely suitable for the Lord's pastimes. By this courtyard is the opulent palace named Lalita Nandana, where Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, the monarchs of Vrindavan Forest, reign. This palace is pleasant in every season. It is decorated and maintained by Lalita's student Kalavati, and it is the abode of various pastimes for the divine couple. Who is the divine couple? Radha and Krishna. Everybody say. Around the golden whirl of this thousand-petaled lotus courtyard are various rings, each one twice as large as the preceding one. The first ring is a grove of ruby bakula trees. Next is a grove of kadamba trees fashioned from various jewels. Next are five pavilions fashioned from gold, lapis lazuli, sapphire, crystal, and ruby, respectively. Within these pavilions are many handsome pairs of beasts, birds, humans, and demigods, all splendidly decorated with ornaments made of various jewels. In this courtyard, there are many other bakula and other trees, glistening with wonderful flowers and leaves in five different colors. In the middle of this lotus whirl is a great treasury building filled knee-deep with precious gems. In the eight petals of the lotus-shaped grove, there are many smaller groves filled with Ashoka trees and creepers, which bear white, red, green, yellow, and blue flowers, even down to their roots. That's just one. Let's go to the second. In the northwest petal, there is a pleasant grove of Ashoka trees. This grove is named Vasanta Sukada, and it is filled with the musical sounds of many bumblebees and cuckoos. Number three, the grove named Sri Padma Mandira is situated in the southwestern petal. It has a four-sided wall with windows and four gates. These four walls are decorated with wonderfully colorful designs and pictures fashioned from various jewels. Within this grove, Sri Krishna and the gopis enjoy their Purva Rag and other pastimes. Within this grove, Lord Krishna enjoyed the Rasa dance and other pastimes. Wonderfully arranged by Lalita Devi, just outside this grove, Lord Krishna killed Putana, Arista, and other demons. The palace in this grove is fashioned in the form of a lotus flower. The central room there is like a splendid jeweled filament of that lotus flower. The inner chambers around that room are like the inner whorl of that lotus flower. The 16 walls that surround that palace are like the petals of that lotus flower. Above these 16 palaces were many palatial turrets and spires, and between them there are many palaces also. These walls were supported by rows of crystal columns and had red coral roofs. These roofs were decorated with great jeweled spires with glistening tops. Above these two roofs, there is a third set of very tall spires which delight the eyes of the divine couple. Who is the divine couple? They delight the eyes of the divine couple and the residents of Vrindavan. The bases of these walls were decorated with wonderfully colored jeweled designs and pictures. Staircases from the walls led in all directions to to beautiful mosaic pavements. At the far boundaries of these extensive mosaic pavements are a series of very tall trees. The boundary of this mosaic pavement is decorated with nice flowers and fruits. It is known as Keli Ratnakara, the treasury of jewels. And this is where Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and their associates enjoy transcendental pastimes. We're not done. Number four. So we've done north, and we've done northwest, now southeast. In the grove to the southeast is a lotus-shaped jeweled swing facing east and west, and expertly suspended between two branches of a bakula tree. This swing was placed between two tilting branches of a bakula tree that shades a pleasant garden below. The swing was firmly tied to the tree with four stout silken ropes. The area around the swing was a perfectly level plain. The bakula tree was enclosed by a little fence formed of eight rubies and eight red corals, each as large as one's hand. In this mosaic floor is a jeweled design resembling a colorful 16-petaled lotus flower. This lotus flower has eight gates in its filament and two gates in its southern petal. The swing is suspended from two poles. It has splendid pillows on its seat, back, and sides. The seat is upholstered with golden and multicolored cloth, sewn with pearls resembling glittering moons. The eight principal gopis stand in the petals, and the other gopis melodiously sing as Vrinda Devi moves Srimati Radharani and the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead, who are seated on the swing. This place where Srimati Radharani and Krishna sit on a lotus-like swing in the presence of all their associates is known as Madan Andolana Tirtha. Number five. In the northeast is a lake and a grove of Madhavi creepers where the Lord enjoys various pastimes. This place is in the shape of an eight-petaled lotus flower, and it is named Madhavananda Tirtha. To the north of this place is a grove named Sitambuja Kunja in the shape of a white lotus flower. The filament of this lotus-shaped grove is studded with jewels. Its whorl is made of gold, and its petals consist of various groves and gardens. These groves are shaded by many bending trees, embraced by flowering mulli jasmine creepers. The blossoming punaga flowers make the groves seem to be always flooded by silver moonlight. Number six. The eastern grove is named Kunja Sitambuja Tirtha, or the blue lotus flower. It has a golden whorl with smaller groves as its petals. It is filled with bending trees embraced by golden creepers. Its many tamal trees make it appear to be filled with glistening sapphires. Because the tamal tree, who does it look like? Krishna. And a sapphire, who does it look like? No, a sapphire is the same color as Krishna. Sapphire is dark blue. Yes, not yellow. Yes. Radharani sometimes embraces a tamal tree. So if you have a sapphire, that should remind you of Krishna. Number seven. The southern petal is a grove named Kunja Aruna Ambuja Tirtha. the grove in the shape of a red lotus flower. It is filled with blossoming clove creepers. Its center and outskirts are decorated with rubies and other precious gems. The western petal is a grove named Hemambuja Tirtha, the golden lotus flower. From center to circumference, it is made of gold. It is filled with creepers and blossoming champaka trees. In this way, there are various groves in the north and other directions. The different colors and features of these groves astonish the eyes of the visitor. Who would like to one day actually see these groves? Yes. And the thief is thinking, ooh, all these gems and rubies. But will he ever be able to get them? He won't even be able to see them. Because you have to have transcendental senses in order to perceive this realm. These groves are very dear to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. These groves are filled with sublimely fragrant red, green, yellow, and blue flowers. The northeast, southeast, southwest, and northwest groves are filled with blossoming champaka flowers. The east, north, south, and west are filled with blossoming madhavi creepers. In these groves, some trees had their glistening, tilting branches tangled together, and others had their branches neatly separated. These groves were filled with the delightful sweet sounds of the blue, yellow, and red parrots, cuckoos, and bumblebees. These groves appeared to be a great palace in Radhakund. The budding and blossoming flowers growing on the land and in the water of these groves and lakes provide various ornaments, garments, couches, awnings, and other paraphernalia. To decorate the Radhakund area, the red, white, yellow, and blue lotus flowers make a wonderful and colorful picture in all directions. In the middle of this 16-petaled lotus flower, there are four gates guarded by an army of softly buzzing bees. Beyond those gates is a charming jeweled garden filled with blossoming flowers, fresh buds, and arrow-like twigs. The porches of these four gates are shaded by the long branches of nearby trees and constantly protected and maintained by Manjumukhi Dasi, the expert student of Vishakha Devi. In the middle of this green garden is a regal garden named Vishakha Nandana or Madana Sukada, and it is the abode of bliss for a Braja Bhumi's eyes. It is completely inundated by the nectar flood of Lord Sri Sri Radha, and listen to this name, Bakari. So that's another name for Krishna, Bakari. So what is that? It's two words, Baka, Ari. What is Ari? What does the word Ari mean? Enemy. So who's Baka? Yes, he was a demon in the form of a big duck, heron. And what did he try to do to Krishna? We don't know our Krishna book? Yes, he wanted to swallow him. But what did Krishna do? First, Krishna made himself too hot to handle. So, it's like if somebody gives you something burning. So Bakasura had to vomit Krishna. Then what did Krishna do? Bifurcated Baka. Yes. And he was related to Putana. Comes from the same demon family. So this is a new name for Krishna. Bakari. Everybody say. So I just learned a new word. Bakari. In the east is a wonderful grove named Chitranandada Tirtha, the bestower of wonderful bliss. In this grove is a wonderful swing, wonderful palaces, wonderful courtyards, wonderful mosaic floors, bees, wonderful colorful birds, many dark trees, many wonderful jewels, and many wonderful trees and creepers. In the southeast is a grove named Purnendu Kunja, the full moon. This grove is decorated with a beautiful pastime couch and other paraphernalia. This grove delights the gopi Induleka. So she's one of the eight principal gopis. Induleka, everybody say. This grove has a courtyard where the floor is paved with crystal and moonstones. The entire place is made very colorful by the Pundarik lotus flowers, Kairava lotus flowers, and Mali jasmine flowers. There are many creepers and trees bearing beautiful flowers, and there are charming sounds of the bumblebees, cuckoos, and parrots. Now listen to this. Pay attention. Even in this age of Kali, during the full moon night, beautifully dressed Radha and Krishna come here with their gopi associates and enjoy transcendental pastimes unseen by the conditioned souls. So these pastimes are still going on in Vrindavan, but you do not have the Wi-Fi access code to see. But the Wi-Fi, who can tell me what is the Wi-Fi access code where you could perceive these pastimes? Yeah? What? Pure devotional service. Not only pure devotional service, your heart has to be completely free from all material desires. So not only devotional service, and she said pure devotional service, but actually you have to come to the stage of spontaneous devotional service. Spontaneous is like this. When a child sees an ice cream cone, what is its spontaneous reaction? Yes. You don't have to tell the child. They see. Or if I see a, let's see, what's one of my favorite, if I see, what is that stuff that I like to eat? Patra. I am spontaneously attracted to patra. Nobody, as soon as I see it, Right? So we know what is spontaneous. But can you say that your affection and love for Krishna is spontaneous 24/7 and you have no material desires? Only you can answer that question. But when you have that spontaneous, pure heart, where you have no other thought than loving Krishna, then perhaps you will have the access code to see these pastimes. So keep chanting, keep preaching, keep doing kirtan, keep doing, as Kamlesh said, devotional service, or as she said, pure devotional service. The day will come. Do you want to hear more? Good, because I do too. Hold on a second. In the south is a grove named Champakalatananda Gunja, the grove that delights Champakalata. The land and everything else there is golden. It is filled with golden flowers and golden creepers. There are many golden lotus flowers. There are golden courtyards with golden mosaic floors. There are golden pavilions and golden swings. There are golden birds and golden complexioned servants. Now listen to what happened once. One day, Srimati Radharani dressed herself in golden garments. Usually she wears what color sari? Sapphire. Excellent. Come to the head of the class. Yes, her sari is dark, like Krishna. What kind of cloth does Krishna wear? Yes, means golden yellow. So Radharani wears clothes the color of Krishna, and Krishna wears clothes the color of... they're in love. Okay, now, so the golden Radharani, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari. She's now dressed herself in golden, so gold on gold, and decorating her body with golden cosmetics. So she's totally golden now. Entered this golden grove. She was so expertly camouflaged that even Lord Krishna did not notice she was standing before him. See how she can trick Krishna? Is Krishna God? But look who's more powerful. She can dress herself in such a way, Krishna doesn't even know she's gold, because the whole room is what? Gold. Everything's gold. She's gold. Gold, 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 gold. Yes. So it says here, Krishna did not notice she was standing before him. One day, Lord Krishna camouflaged himself in the same way, with golden garments and cosmetics, and in the same way, he remained unobserved as he overheard his beloved Radharani's description of their love to her intently listening gopi friends. So somehow or other, I guess Krishna covered his skin golden, otherwise, right? So he's completely golden. Radharani is describing to the other gopis about their loving pastimes, and she doesn't see him. Now, listen to the next. This is where your desire is completely fulfilled. One day, Padma sent Jatila. Now, Jatila is Radharani's mother-in-law, and she is the classic nasty mother-in-law. She's always on Radharani's case, always chastising her, because superficially Radharani is married to her son named Abhimanyu, not the Abhimanyu in the Mahabharata. This is a different Abhimanyu, okay? And Jatila knows that Radha likes Krishna and Krishna really likes Radha. So Jatila is doing everything in her power to keep Krishna away from her daughter, because her daughter has to remain chaste for her husband, right? But Krishna, he's too tricky. So this person named Padma sent Jatila to this grove to find Radharani. And when Jatila looked at the throne where Radha and Krishna were seated, she could see Krishna only. For Radharani's golden complexion and garments so nicely camouflaged her. So she went there looking for, but she can't see Radharani because gold upon gold upon gold, but she can see Krishna. In that grove is a wonderful dining area and kitchen where expert Champakalata and Vrinda Devi happily cook picnic lunches for their masters, the divine couple. Who's the divine couple? So they have picnic lunches, unlike our barbecues. These are very pure picnic lunches. In the southwest is the grove named Ranga Devi Sukha Prad, the grove that delights Ranga Devi. So she's another one of the eight principal gopis, which greatly expands the pleasure of Srimati Radharani. Everything in this grove, what color do you think it is? No, we just had gold. Blue. Yeah, come on. Now it's Krishna's turn. Got to be politically correct. Got to be equal. Everything in this grove is blue. There are blue tamal trees whose branches are embraced by blue creepers. And there are courtyards whose cobblestones are blue sapphires. The blue environment makes it easy not to see who? Krishna. Because what color is Krishna? Dark, blackish, blue. So just like Radharani, gold on gold on gold, blue on blue on blue. Here's the pastime. One day, Mukhara, she's a grandmother. She's grandmother. One day when Mukhara and the other elderly gopis entered this grove and met Radha and Krishna, they could see Radha only, so perfectly did Lord Krishna's blue complexion camouflage him. Because if somebody like Mukhara was to see Radha and Krishna together, all hell would break loose. Because they're not supposed to be together. But because it's blue on blue on blue, she wasn't able to see. In the west is a grove named Tunga Vidyananda. So that's another principal gopi. Tunga Vidya. Everybody say. Everything in this grove is what? Red. Is this red? Dark red. Okay. Yeah, red. Okay, red. All right. There are red trees with red flowers and leaves. Their branches embraced by red creepers. There is a red pavilion and a red swing. There is a courtyard where the cobblestones are rubies. What color are rubies? Yeah, I have a ruby. It's red. In the northwest, there is a grove named Sudevi Sukada Kunja. This grove delights the gopi Sudevi, another one of the principal gopis. Everything in this grove is that color. Green. There are green trees, green creepers, green birds, and a courtyard paved with emeralds. In the north is a grove named Salila Kamala Sadma, the house of the water lotus, protected by Ananga Mandri, and it is sublimely beautiful. It appears like a 16-petaled lotus flower surrounded by water. Its glistening sapphires, rubies, and moonstones appear to be waves in a lake, and its other jewels appear to be water lilies, lotuses, bumblebees, swans, and other beautiful forms. So the final verse is actually also found in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I will ask everyone to repeat after me. Because of its wonderful transcendental qualities, Radha Kund is as dear to Krishna as, tell me, Krishna is dear to Krishna? Radharani. Yeah. Usually the answer Krishna is the answer to every question, but not this time. Please repeat. It was in that lake that the all-opulent Lord Sri Krishna performed his pastimes with Srimati Radharani with great pleasure and transcendental bliss. Whoever bathes just once in Radha Kund attains Srimati Radharani's loving attraction for Sri Krishna, who within this world can describe the glories and sweetness of Sri Radha Kund. Sri Radha Kund is full of wonderful transcendental qualities, just like those of who? Don't say Krishna. Okay, Srimati herself. Please repeat. Sri Radha Kund is as dear to Lord Hari as Srimati Radharani is herself. Now you're going to hear a new name for Krishna. Lord Sri Madhavendu eternally enjoys loving pastimes with Srimati Radharani on the shore of Radha Kund. One who bathes even only once in the waters of Radha Kund attains pure love for Krishna. All right, how many people have had Radha Kund water on their... Very good. So do you believe what Krishnadas Kaviraj says in this book? Do you believe it? You're no doubts? You sure? 100%. Only 100%? 1,000%. Yes. So, now it's time for a quiz. Are you ready? But this is a Bhagavad Gita quiz because Kamlesh is here. So, and Kamlesh can't answer this question. So my question is, what is the ultimate instruction of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita? And what does that mean? Surrender to you? Oh, surrender to Krishna. All right. And what do you get for that? What does Krishna say? I will what? I will deliver you from what? All sinful reactions. And the word ma shucha has three meanings. Don't worry. Slow down. Don't worry. Don't hesitate, Rupal. Don't fear. So if you ever hear that silly song, don't worry, just surrender. Yeah, he says don't worry, be happy. But it's, I wonder if he could sing that song right now where they're fighting and killing each other. Don't worry, the bombs are dropping, be happy. But if he sang the song, don't worry, surrender to Krishna, then I would buy that song. My version is don't worry, chant japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. All right, you passed the exam. So let's look. Can everybody chant japa for a second, please?